Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tsaka kung nararamdaman po ng lahat ang maulang panahon nitong mga nakaraang araw dahil tinamaan nga po ang Australia nitong mga nakaraang linggo ng mga malbuhang pag-ulan at pagbaha. Dahil dito nababahala ang karamihan na nahaharap ang bansa sa mga malubhang panahon sa mga susunod na buwan lalo na ngayong Christmas season at tag-init. Narito ang detalye ng ulat ni Adriana Winstock na isinalin sa Wikang Filipino. Naging masama ang weekend para sa limang mga estado ng bansa. Nagka-problema ang mga train services, na puwersa naman ang ilan na abandonahin ang kanilang mga sasakyan para maghanap ng masisilungan dahil sa pagtama ng bagyo at baha dito sa Australia. Ayon kay Dr. Kimberly Reed, isang postdoctoral researcher mula sa University of Melbourne, tumama ang bagyo sa New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, Tasmania, South Australia at sa Australian Capital Territory.
Eastern Australia was hit with what we call an atmospheric river, which is like a river of water vapor in the sky that stretched from Cairns to the south coast of Victoria. And we had a low pressure system in the Great Australian Bight, helping to draw warm, moist tropical air south. On top of that, in the tropics, we have what scientists call an active Madden-Julian oscillation, but in simple terms, that's basically a pulse of storm activity that travels from the Indian Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and that can help trigger these weather events.
Lubha namang natamaan ng Queensland ng masamang panahon dahil dito ay binaha ang ilang bahagi ng Gold Coast ng 200 mm na ulan sa loob lamang ng 24 oras. Nagtala naman ng Sydney ng mahigit sa 25 mm na ulan habang ang Canberra at Hobart ay nakapagtala ng 10 mm na ulan sa loob ng isang oras. Sa ulat ng SES, mahigit 900 tawag ang kanilang natanggap simula ng linggo dahil sa mga natumbang kahoy, tumutulong bubong at request ng mga sandbags. Ayon kay Angus Hines ng Australian Bureau of Meteorology, may partikular na fenomena na nagtutulak sa nasabing panahon.
Broadly speaking, the link is that on warm days like we're getting, as you say, several warm days, lots of heat across southern and eastern Australia at the moment. When we get these warm temperatures, what that does is it actually promotes evaporation out of the ocean. So we get more evaporation from the oceans around Australia, and that puts a lot more moisture into the atmosphere in the form of water vapor as a gas into the atmosphere. So when it's really hot for a prolonged period of time, you also tend to get much more humid conditions building, at least near the coastlines of Australia, near those oceans around either side of the country. And then that means that we've got the fuel available when it does start to rain really heavily.
Para kay Dr. Reed, kahit na nakakatakot pakinggan ang nasabing sitwasyon, hindi naman umano di pangkaraniwan ang malakas na ulan lalo na sa panahon ng tag-init.
What's particularly notable is that the oceans around Australia are quite warm. So for example, in the northwest of Australia, the ocean is quite warm, and this is what we call a negative Indian Ocean dipole. I don't think it's been officially declared, but it's close to being declared, and that's basically like La Nina in the Indian Ocean. And this warm ocean water can help sort of push tropical moist air from the tropical area down south towards Sydney and Melbourne. And so that's why we're likely to have quite a wet December.
Aniya, mahirap din hulaan ang malubhang kaganapan ng mga pagbuhos ng ulan.
Unlike temperature, extreme rainfall is a lot more variable. It changes from really dry to really wet. And what this means is it's much harder to pull out trends in the data. But what we know is that rainfall is caused by basically there's two key ingredients, what we call the thermodynamic. So in other words, is the air warm and is it moist? And the dynamic. So that's things like low pressure systems and cold fronts. And you need this combination of moisture in the air plus a weather system like a low pressure system to trigger a heavy flood. And so scientists are quite confident that the thermodynamic aspect, so the atmosphere being warm and moist, is likely to increase. But what we're less confident about is the dynamic, so where exactly the weather systems might go.
Ngunit ani Dr. Reed, habang hindi naman di pangkaraniwan ang pag-ulan sa bansa, mahalaga na maging handa laban sa mga sakuna.
although we're seeing quite a lot of heavy rainfall the last few years, we know that Australia can be very dry as well. And so we need to make sure we're preparing for both ends of the spectrum, for very dry and very wet. That's particularly for eastern Australia. For western Australia, we're seeing a lot more drying happening. And so they would probably want to emphasise preparing for more drought and more bushfires.
Annie Angus-Hines, pangunahing dahilan ng lahat ng ito ay ang climate change.
That's one of the main concerns, actually, with the climate as the way it is at the moment. In this warmer climate, it means there's a lot of moisture around. So when we get heavy rainfall events, when we get extreme weather events, they're going to be even heavier in a warmer climate. The extremes are going to become even more extreme. That's the trend over the last few centuries. I think Australia has warmed by approximately 1.5 degrees since the year 1900 or so. And that warming certainly contributing to that effect of heavier rainfall too.
Hindi lamang sa Australia nararamdaman ang ganitong sitwasyon ngayong taon, maging sa mga bansang Spain, Chile, Brazil, Dubai at iba pang mga bansa. Lalo na sa panahon na maraming bansa ang dismayado sa mga resolusyon ng United Nations Climate Change Conference nitong Nobyembre. Idiniin ng St. Lucia's Parliamentary Undersecretary Pauline Antonie Prospere na dapat pinagtutuunan ng pansin ang climate emergency, lalo na ang pagbubuo ng mga kaagarang solusyon.
The implications for our economies, our people, and our ecosystems are severe. Our developmental gains are undermined as national infrastructure built with significant multilateral loans are destroyed before the debt is paid, and we must rebuild from scratch. The cost of these catastrophes are growing exponentially with every increment of global warming.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.